In this country, President Bush's defense budget includes a cut in spending on missile defense. The administration wants to reduce funding by about $1 billion. The proposal is expected to cut funding for technologies that are the furthest from being operational. Funding would likely remain steady for rocket interceptors that are already being set up in Alaska. That system is designed to intercept a missile from Iran or North Korea, say, though there have been a number of failed tests. Jeremiah Gertler of the Center for Strategic and International Studies has been watching to see if the system works.
It depends on the definition of the word works. The way the missile defense system is now, it's under development, while at the same time it has some operational capability. If you had a hot rod in your garage that you were fixing up, as soon as you got the engine and transmission and one seat in, you could take it out and try it out. It's the same idea here. While they're fixing it up, it has some capability in the interim.
I want to challenge that analogy for a moment. It seems to me that the definition of a car would be something in some form that even if it's not finished, as you say, at least it drives, at least it moves me somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't this missile defense system, in order to be said to work at all, have to hit something?
It has. The tests that get the most attention are the ones that miss. But there have been a number of occasions on which the basic technologies have worked. In the failures that we've seen, it's been more an issue of quality control or a small part somewhere in the system giving way, as opposed to proving that there's something wrong with the physics or the whole idea that you could conceivably do missile defense.
So when there are failures in these tests, it often seems to be relatively basic things that go wrong. A computer glitch in one part of an extraordinarily complicated system. What does that say about the possibility of making the system work in the real world?
Well, in the real world, you'd have more than one missile available at a time. So if a computer glitch tells you, I can't fire that missile right now, you'll have 10, 20 more to choose from. But there's something else that should be said about test failures. Yes, the missile in the last test did not go up and hit the target it was supposed to hit. By any reasonable measure, that can't be called successful. But at the same time, we were testing the radars in the system. We were testing the target missile. We were testing the command structures that would authorize the firing. And all of those things were proven out.
Now, there are different concepts of how to destroy a missile, some kind of nuclear missile, say, on its way to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the different techniques that are being tried or considered here?
Well, the way the missile defense folks look at it, it's in phases. You can catch a missile just as the warhead is coming at your country, in the very end of flight. The system that we've been hearing the most about, where the missiles are actually being deployed in Alaska now, does that part. But you can also catch a missile early on. For example, while the rocket is coming up out of its launcher, you can do what's called a boost phase intercept. That has some tremendous advantages over catching it at the last minute. If you've got many warheads on that rocket, you knock them all out at the same time.
You've been asked to conduct a study for the Missile Defense Agency of its program. What are they trying to find out?
Well, this particular study is looking at the future and saying, what if the future doesn't go the way we think? What if our allies decide to get more involved in missile defense? What if Korea reunifies, which the headlines may not suggest is a near-term possibility, but we're looking at different geopolitical situations and how they would affect the requirement for missile defense.
This has become a deeply politicized debate. People will say either that this is a lunacy, a waste of money, scientifically implausible. People on the other side will say, well, if we've even got a chance to shoot down one missile, it's worth billions and billions of dollars. Is the science any closer to showing whose point of view is factually correct?
Well, what we've learned is that the physics work. It is possible to make this happen. The question is, how much money do you want to spend in order to make this happen? And is it maybe cheaper for the other fellow to devise countermeasures, to buy more missiles, to deliver weapons by some means other than missiles? One thing that's frequently confused with missile defense is that it's a nuclear defense. It's not. Nuclear weapons can arrive in the country by a number of different ways. This merely addresses one way that they'll get here.
Nuclear weapon could arrive in a shipping container on board a cargo ship.
It could arrive in a small plane. It could arrive in a truck. It presumably could arrive Federal Express, although I suspect that they'll be checking for that sort of thing.
We've been talking to Jeremiah Gertler. He's a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington, and he is currently on a contract to do a study for the Missile Defense Agency. Thanks very much.
Glad to be here.